This episode is brought to you by Dunkin'. Fall is here, and you know what that means. It's time for pumpkin at Dunkin'. Stop by your local Dunkin' for pumpkin-flavored coffee, lattes, donuts, muffins, munchkins, donut hole treats, and more, including the new cinnamon sugar pumpkin signature lattes. Visit Dunkin' for the taste of the season. America runs on Dunkin'. Limited time only. Participation may vary. For more information, follow at Dunkin' on Instagram. Hello, welcome to Betch Slapped. I'm Aileen.
And I'm Jordana.
And Sammy is going to join us later for the ranking game. Only the ranking game.
Yes. But so, it's the only part she really, truly cares about.
Yes. Truly, I love the ranking game. It's the best
addition to this pod. It's very fun to rank things.
Okay, so what's going
on? It's because we're so competitive.
I know. Wait, so what's going on?
We were both at a wedding this weekend.
Oh, you and I.
Yes, you yeah. and I and Sammy.
Yes.
We were all at a wedding, which was very fun. Very elegante.
Very elegante. Yes, there was a lot of food. I threw up at the end of the night. Not at the wedding, just in the middle of the night, like when I went
to sleep. Not in the middle of the dance floor?
No. But somebody was doing some weird things in the middle of the dance floor or something that I read in our group chat that I couldn't follow.
Were they?
See, you couldn't follow it either.
I don't know. I definitely had to leave a little early because
yeah, you didn't feel well at the end.
I'm also yeah that and also just like I always wait for someone else. I saw Ariel and Eric leaving.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I'm out.
Yeah,
I'm very. I don't like to be the first to leave, but I don't mind being second.
Ugh. Rusty was like, "All right, I'm gonna go take care of the dog."
Yeah, I was gonna do it.
And no one around me was like. And then and no one else was leaving. I was like, to Alexa, who likes to be the last one. I was like, should I go? She's like, no, you're staying. I was like, fine. So I stayed.
Yeah, the three Rusty of us left. Danced. I took yeah. some videos of yeah, me doing took, a Shannon Bedore type
we, yes, we thing. We reenacted the Shannon Bedore and Kelly Dodd bowlhead
incident, which we'll get to in a little bit. So the wedding was very fun.
What else did you do this weekend?
I went home on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, it was Rosh.
Right, for Rosh Hashanah, which was nice.
It's so many children.
There's
in your
so
stories.
Many kids in my family. I don't know how it like happened, but now they're like starting to outnumber us. Not yeah. quite. But my uncle also came with my two cousins
yeah.
who are like very young. So
how old are they?
Like two and like less than a year.
Oh shit.
So there's like I think there's now like 10 kids
oh my God.
Running around.
Brady Bunch.
My two cousins and then eight of my like nieces and nephews, I think.
That's wild.
Yeah. So it's getting this is all just like my immediate family. It's getting like very it's very hard to keep track sometimes.
Does anyone in your family have a nanny?
Yes. I think
they do? Who?
Everyone in my family besides
like a child rearing nanny. Not like a...
Are well, you yeah, looking for a nanny?
No, I'm not looking. Because I was thinking that I feel like no one in your family is a nanny.
They're not like... They don't have nannies that I've like really seen.
You know, like our...
Adam has a nanny because yeah. he and his wife work full-time. Josh just got a nanny
because they work. Yeah.
They both work. But they're not like weekend nannies. They're like weekday nannies.
Weekday.
I think that's the difference. Maybe that's why you haven't really...
Yeah, I haven't seen them.
...seen or heard much. They're not like...
I haven't got the Skolnick Abraham.
They're not like live-in nannies or yeah, anything like yeah. that.
That's what I was wondering.
And then Naomi has like a babysitter, I think, for like
for her kids.
Yeah, I don't know what's the difference between do you consider a nanny like a 5 day a week thing?
I consider a nanny like a full time job. Like she has benefits.
Right. Like they don't have any other job.
Yeah. Like that's their full time.
Right. I'd say Adam definitely is a nanny. I don't really know what's going on with like my uncle. I haven't really met many nannies, but I had a nanny growing up.
Right, that's what
you
I was
had
asking
a nanny too, right?
Not me personally, my brother did, yeah.
Right.
I was in like daycare and like tortured by like the Russian daycares in Brooklyn.
Oh yeah. That sounds like that was great for you.
It was fabulous.
I'm sure you turned out fine. Look at you. You're funny now.
Yeah, my mom and I were like we were remembering that when yeah. at Rosh Hashanah.
I've been watching this show. I think you'd really like it.
Is
Have
it
you seen
moms?
It? I'm sorry.
No.
It's I think it's on True TV, but it airs on it like syndicated on Netflix.
What is it called?
I'm sorry. It's with a comedian, Andrea Savage, and she's like, I think it's her name. But she like basically is like it's like a funny show about just like a woman.
Is
like,
it that
raising
guy
her
from
kids.
That thing you do?
Yes, that guy.
I've seen the cover of that.
Have
yeah.
you seen the show?
No.
It's very funny. It's like intensive parenting and also just like generally funny, inappropriate jokes. She just says fucked up shit like for like the entire
I've been episode. Watching Working Moms, which that I hear I also is like. Really funny. And it's also I understood like halfway through the first season that it's Maureen Ponderosa from Always Sunny. If you watch Always Sunny, like it's the same. The woman who created it is the same like person.
Is she as in it? This,
who?
Is she in
yeah,
it?
Yeah. Who is she? She's the main girl.
The one with like.
Yeah, like the main one. Yeah, the main okay. The main one.
Okay, she's really good. She's very funny.
I knew exactly what you were gonna say.
The one with like the like little baby and where they all have babies. Yeah. The one who like works for the, like the mean boss.
The one who's like in marketing or whatever.
Yeah, she's in PR.
Advertising.
No, she's in PR. I watched all three seasons. She's in PR.
Oh, you did.
It took me a while to figure it out too.
I thought she was in advertising, but okay. Interesting. Yes. Yeah, so that's I've been watching and I thought it was really it's really funny.
It is funny. It's like I binge watched a lot of it. It's very it's good. And if you like that, I think I'm Sorry is even funnier.
Really?
It's like more fucked up. Like the jokes are like there's just like a ton of like really messed up funny like jokes.
Okay, maybe I'll watch it. Yeah, so I watched some of that. What else? Oh, Succession was so fucking good. Did you watch it?
I did watch it.
What did you think?
I liked it, and I'm trying to remember exactly what happened.
Okay, I'll just give you
a
quick,
little quick recap.
Rundown. Like a la Jim Halpern in the rundown. Okay, the rundown is that they were all going to Dundee. Scotland.
Right. I kept thinking of the Dundees.
Yeah.
Right.
He was receiving a Dundee. No, they were going to where he grew up, like for his achievement.
Very power
and
play.
And everything was this like funny manipulation. Like every conversation was this like comedic, like manipulative thing that was so fucking good. Like the only person I thought in this that wasn't manipulating anyone in contrast to all the other episodes was Logan. He wasn't manipulating anyone, really. He was the one being manipulated.
Right. It seemed like almost like he almost seemed like too like out of character-y, like nice.
It was interesting. He opened up
said something.
He was
nice
a little bit vulnerable, but I think that's because he was back in this place that allowed him to be a little bit vulnerable. But it was really funny because he couldn't actually describe anything. Like when the oldest brother was like, can you tell a story, Dad? He's like, no. Right. he's like a lot of different things happened here. He like couldn't actually describe a
what
moment.
I didn't understand what happened with the sister. So he just obviously doesn't
they
get along.
They don't talk about it. Yeah, we don't
talk
about that.
Okay, so that I thought it was like there was some story about
I'm sure it's just something they don't talk about.
Maybe like, they'll get to it.
Much like he does it, he and his brother hate each other.
Yeah, I like the brother character. It reminds me of, I like that guy.
From
I used to love that movie, Pip Babe.
Babe. Or
and
no,
he's, and he's from Six Feet
Charlotte's
Under.
Charlotte's Web.
No, he's from Babe. He's the sheep farmer.
Yeah.
And he's from Six Feet Under. He's Ruth's crazy husband.
Yeah, no, I know. You know what I think? I predict that he is the whistleblower or the backer of the whistleblower for this crazy story that's going to happen in the next two episodes.
Although he's directly tied. His money is like directly tied to it. So it seems like an odd move also.
I think he has his own fortune.
I thought he was saying like the only reason you're rich is because of me.
I'm not sure. Either way, I think he is the one who's the whistleblower.
And then I really enjoyed the Kendall thing.
Oh, L to the OG.
Right.
Due to the OG. And he's playing.
And when he sent the girl home for saying awesome, I thought that was like
the
very.
The whole thing was so.
I really enjoyed that part.
Funny. It was also very like relatable that he would immediately. He's like so obsessed with her. And then all of a sudden his dad doesn't like her. And he's like, all right, bye. Go get her on the first flight home. Doesn't care about anything. The best part is when he gets up there, everybody's so embarrassed. And what's the youngest boy? What's the young Kieran Culkin? What's his character's name?
Roman.
Roman. When he's like, yeah, I think, is he going to masturbate on stage for like with a picture of dad? Like, it was so funny. It was so funny. And then also like how Marsha was really, really manipulative when Shiv was like, you don't mind that this is
she
also
she said a really interesting line. What was it?
She was like, if she wants, she was like, if she, oh, she I know what you're talking
shit
about.
On the floor when like
every time it thunders,
yeah,
like a child, which is so funny, but
it was a very
and,
good
a dog,
line. Yeah,
but how she was like, she knew that Logan hates surprises, right? So she was like, If Rhea wants to throw him a surprise party, why would I get
in the way?
Yeah.
Right.
It was so good.
Yeah, so it's a lot of different people manipulating each other. You really have to like stay on the ball.
Yeah, I loved it. I thought he was gonna name Shiv after that conversation where she decided to step back, but there wasn't her double level. Yeah,
she knows about the scandal.
I fucking love the show.
But then, like, someone told. I feel like the uncle told him.
What uncle?
Uncle Babe Pig in the City. He told him something about like the scandal at the end when he was like, he was like yelling at him. He was like, and I hope that like this like cruise or something, what it was. I forgot what
that's what made me think that he is the whistleblower's backer.
He like told him though. Like he didn't know. And they were not going to tell him at the party.
Oh, he's like,
and
I
it
think
seems like he like told him. And then that was like the end of the episode.
I rewatched and I still don't remember that part. But the funniest line was when Greg finds Logan in the bathroom and he's expressing to Logan like calls himself a Gregxit. Like I was like, that is so good. But anyway, I love this episode.
Yeah, they're all very like they're all very dramatic and very like there's always like something very high stakes happening in every episode. So it like, gives me like a little bit of anxiety. But I also
that's
like
why
it.
It's good. It's nothing like so crazy. It's all just has like to do with money.
Whatever, yeah.
Like, no one's dying. You know, it's all just like...
It's just a lot of backstabbing. I don't feel safe.
I know, yeah. It's not a safe place.
But
anyway.
Yeah. So...
Should we talk about what's going on in the world
should
of
we talk
pop
about,
culture?
First, should we talk about Real Housewives of Orange County?
So,
we
haven't, that's considered...
Sammy's not here and she doesn't watch it, so I feel like we should take advantage of this time.
Okay, let's
really...
use the next hour to discuss the intricacies.
What was it called? Boldgate?
Boldgate. Yeah. Oh my God. That was so funny. But so in this last episode, what happened? Kelly Dodd went fucking batshit? Or
on
no,
who?
She apologized
right.
for going batshit and they wouldn't let Vicky out of the room. She was staying in the back. But yeah, Kelly seemed, and then Gina was really, really upset.
Oh, yeah.
And she got mad at
that
Emily.
Drama is interesting. The Gina-Emily drama.
Yeah, because it seems really real.
Right. Because it's like, I don't know. Gina seems like she's like a child, like of her, like
absolutely.
She's like she doesn't like being called like little sister, but like she actually like
because
acts
she,
like she's 18
because she does like because she that's
right.
what she's
insecure, so
insecure
about
it. The way that she talks, while I get it, it's so fucking annoying
right.
sometimes.
It's very Long Island.
So Long Island when she's just like really like I can't take it.
Right. Emily was not being supportive.
Yeah. And it's also very real that Emily like feels self-conscious that the girls don't like her.
Right.
And like also so fucked up Tamara calling her Shrek. Like
oh yeah.
That's
that was not
fucking
nice.
Sick. Like also Tamara is, we'll get to her after, but so Emily can sense that they don't like her and she feels betrayed that Gina is like tacking
right.
on to Tamara
she's
because
not, like,
she wants
they were
to
like,
stay on the show.
Right. Instead of being like, and Emily seems like a nice, normal person. Her husband is the worst person I've ever seen, like
he
on
is
TV. He's like, I wonder if they're like editing it to make him seem like a bigger asshole than he is, because every time you see him interact with her, he's like so mean to her.
Okay. The thing is that I think he's very insecure, obviously. And I think that he can't like, with cameras in his face, he
right.
can't be like take it
be
seriously
normal.
Or be normal. So he makes fun of the situation and he comes off a bigger asshole.
Right. He
That's
was saying something about like their marriage in his confessional that was just like so mean.
Yeah. Constantly like sort of backhanded.
And she seems like really nice.
Yeah. To me, she's like compensating a little bit like the way that she's.
I don't really understand. It seemed
him.
Like a weird idea that she would do the Vegas strip show for her Mormon husband who doesn't even like drink.
Yeah.
That didn't really like I didn't really understand like how she got to that decision.
I think that it was part of like trying to give herself more screen time, honestly.
Right.
I don't think like,
well, she should get more into the fighting with Gina because that's more like realistic.
That's more realistic. Yeah. Emily is my best friend, but like I can't
right.
fucking handle her. But yeah, and then they do. I don't know. I can't. Gina's like not a good character, but she somehow
she's like very self-destructive.
She's not a good Orange County character. I don't think like doesn't make sense.
She'd be better
she's
for
on
like
the
New
show.
York.
Yeah, I
she
agree.
She has more like what's her name vibes from, but like it's like a tackier version of Tinsley.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where they just keep like, they both have like these mug shots, but like, and they like kind of want to reform their image, but like they have no idea how.
Also, she's getting like...
I did feel bad for her, though, about the husband story.
Yeah, it's sad. I understand her. She's like stunted at the point of when she married her husband.
Right.
Like they were like, you know, this type of person. But the funny thing is like she's so upset. Like, what is she going to do? How is she going to get her kids around without having a license? But like they can take a bus, like the school bus.
Right.
But like, I guess she can't take them to the... How are the kids going to get anywhere?
She can't take them to the beach.
I know.
She'll put them in an Uber. I guess it'll be fine. What did you want to say about Tamara?
Tamara, the funniest scene was when, okay, they're both in the emergency room or whatever, and the doctor's like, do you want to press charges? And Tamara's like face lit up, and Shannon calls her out for it, and you can see her immediately texting like someone to scheme, right, about like, should we do this? Like, because I think they're all trying to gang up and get Kelly out of the show is what I've heard.
Well, Kelly is a monster, so I sort of understand it. She's
for
just
Pete's sake.
She is like an explosive, like, she's crazy. Like time bomb of just like, she's gonna say something really terrible and mean. You just don't know when.
I sent you that compilation of her just being totally insane,
terrible, mean things.
It's the funniest thing. Yeah, no wonder your kid doesn't hang out with you.
What do you think of the new girl?
Which one? Oh, Bryn Mawr.
Browen. Browen, is that her name? Browen.
Bronwyn.
Bronwyn.
I called her Bryn Mawr.
I feel like her mom is like her shtick, but I actually kind of enjoy her.
Her mom is like so interesting.
Right? Her mom should have been the housewife.
Yeah, I agree. She gives me vibes of Lydia's mom, but like actually because she's
oh, right.
But she's, you know, the fairy dust and all that shit.
Right.
The story of her is very interesting. She used to be like a doctor, like a real...
She is a doctor. Or she was a practicing doctor.
She
used to be like in a band.
No, she was a practicing doctor. And then she went to Burning Man and did a bunch of fucking drugs, and then like went all Burning Man-y and hippie, but she's still like, and I don't like the sob story that Bryn Mawr,
that's a college,
Bronwyn University, is like going like, you were abandoning me, you like left me in my grandma's house. Like, she was doing her residency and working. Is that not the case?
Well, I think it was. I kind of understand it. It seems like sort of like a plug for the show that she's like suddenly like airing these grievances against the mom. I get both sides. It's like the mom is probably like, you had like a really interesting, cool childhood, and like I wasn't there, but I was like doing important shit for you, and like you got to meet some cool people and do some interesting things. But on her end, she's kind
of
like,
better be
oh,
one of them,
like,
bitch.
It didn't really seem like... It seemed like you kind of had me, and then like I was sort of like an afterthought.
Yeah,
it wasn't like... And I think that that's like often a thing of someone whose mom has like big either like career aspirations or wants like a more interesting, crazy life.
It's
like,
yeah,
it just kind of seems like the person, like, they're kind of like figuring out what to do with you instead of you like being a main part of their life. So I do get that. It seems interesting that they're just addressing it now that she's like 45.
Yeah, but you're right. I get that. It's also so interesting. She has like 75 kids.
Right. Like, why?
Yeah, why?
And also, none of the children look like each other.
Yeah. Where did they come from?
I don't understand it. Are they actors?
Yeah, and it's also interesting about the kid who has the
OCD,
like severe OCD. That was... I want to learn more about
that. And then she herself is kind of a weird character, because she's like, I came into this group of girls so that I could like figure out like who I am and like get a really authentic group of friends. It's like, have you seen the show? These people are monsters.
Speaking of that, do you know, like during that scene in Miraval when they were like they're putting some fucking petals in some fucking bowls. Mm. And I thought that was kind of a nice moment. Like, all of the things that they each said, I felt was very genuine.
Until Kelly ruined it.
Until Kelly ruined it. And that was so cringeworthy. Like, that was truly cringing. Like, all of the girls, I felt that was real reality TV in the sense of like their reaction to that was real, because I felt that.
Right. Yeah. She was being like an asshole for no real reason. I think it's because she was really mad that she invited Vicky, and so she was trying to like fuck up the whole thing as like her revenge, I think.
Yeah, maybe.
But it was kind of nice. I mean, I want to go to is that what it's called? Miraval.
Yeah. Yeah, let's go. Didn't we want to do that for our 30th birthday?
We're all of us late. 35. That's going to be where we're at.
So we have to wait 5 years.
31 is where it's at. So guys, if you've ever heard our show before, I'm sure you've heard us talk about FrameBridge. We love FrameBridge. It makes framing things so easy. And Aileen, I know you recently just got something framed with them. Tell me about your experience.
Well, yeah. It's also funny because when you want to frame something, like, you, where do you go?
You have to, before I knew about FrameBridge, I got like a thing, a painting from like Thailand, and you have to like bring it to like a framing store. They charge you like an obscene amount of money.
Like a local framing store. Yeah. There's no like, it's,
and
so
they can charge you whatever they want.
Exactly. Like, there's a monopoly on framing, exactly. But now there isn't. So basically I just got married a month plus ago, and we have the ketubah, which is the Jewish like marriage certificate. And it's, I really want to get it framed and hang it in my apartment, so I'm really excited to use FrameBridge because I don't really have a local framing joint. And so basically it's so easy. What I can do in this scenario, since I have something physically I want framed, I can mail it to them and they're going to send me packaging, and I can mail it really easily. I get to preview the thing online. Like I basically, what I started doing is I was researching what frame I want for the thing. So I have a picture of it and I uploaded it, and they show you all the previews of like what frame looks best. And it's funny because I thought I wanted like a gold colored frame, right. But now I realize after uploading it and looking at,
you get to like see
best,
like what it would look like.
I think I'm gonna get like a silver toned,
which
one.
Is another thing you can't do in a framing store.
Exactly.
And it's great because like people like Aileen who know what they want, they can kind of send it in and do that. And if you're like me and you're like, I don't know what to do, I have no sense of aesthetics at all,
right.
They have someone there who will like recommend stuff for you and tell
amazing.
You how like what the best frame for your artwork will be.
That's awesome. Yeah, and you don't necessarily have to mail something in. You can like frame like an Instagram picture or something. You can just upload a good quality photo that I know you guys can just take on your phone, and they'll print it for you in that high resolution and frame it. So get started today. Go to framebridge.com, use promo code BETCH, and you'll save an additional 15% off your first order. So go to framebridge.com, use promo code BETCH. That's FrameBridge, FrameBridge.com/BETCH. Let's talk about some pop culture. Shit. Okay, so it was announced that J-Lo and Shakira are headlining the Super Bowl.
How do you feel?
I feel like J-Lo is really having...
She's having a moment.
Yeah, she's like...
Or
really
like a year.
A year or like a few years. She has this wonderful life with A-Rod, and they're engaged and they're happy little family. They just had an engagement party. She was in Hustlers, which was very good. Did you see it?
I didn't see it. It was very good.
No, I didn't know why I said it was very good. It was good.
I didn't think it looked very good. It's one of those movies I'm going to wait until it comes out on
said it was very good.
On TV.
It was good at best. Honestly, the best parts were when J-Lo danced. And that was really in one
scene. So that was more like a J-Lo
scene.
Concert.
I would love to go to a J-Lo concert.
She was at Madison Square Garden.
But I want to see her like pole dance. Like that was the hottest thing I've ever seen. Also, I was so amazed by her ab strength. Made me want to be
for
so
her age,
strong.
Especially, she's
yeah,
like so.
It made me
want to
be a strong ass bitch. So, that was good. The whole movie, there were like some parts that were so fucking ridiculous.
I feel like five
made no sense.
I haven't seen it. But I feel like 5 years ago, like J-Lo would not be like up for like the Super Bowl.
You don't think?
Show
what was she up to 5 years ago? She had
like no.
Vegas
she was like very
residency.
Under. I feel like she was like under the more under the radar. She was kind
of
like.
I have no concept of time. I have no idea.
She was
what.
Married to Mark
Anthony. She had her two children.
Like, was that 5 years? I think it was like a little more than 5 years ago, like around then. But she was kind of like. I feel like when she was married to Mark Anthony, she was kind of like. He was like more like of the like wanted to be like the controlling like main musician in the relationship.
Right.
This is me speculating entirely. I have no idea what their marriage was like.
Yeah. But they have those really two cute kids, and the girl sings.
Right. I feel like she wanted kids and like to be with like a legitimate like high profile man. He was kind of like fine with. He also has a lot of other kids, I think.
I don't know. They seem really like good co-parents on
Instagram. They always seem like a weird, they seem like a weird couple. Like, I feel like they were always friends almost. Do you know what I mean? Like, I never felt like that was like a real relationship.
You think it was like just so they can have the childs?
They like looked weird together too.
I guess. I don't know. But she and A-Rod look perfect for each other. Yeah,
they're like amazing. It's very impressive.
They are the most amazing. But anyway, so in the movie, there was a lot of shit that did not make any sense. And in my opinion, there was not enough stripping. Okay. There was like too much plot.
Too much clothes for you.
And like too much of this like very forced, scandalous scandal. Like, no, what is the movie about? It was about how they were like trying to scam people out of money, but it was
didn't
too
one of the strippers say that like the like
and what was Lily Reinhart
well?
Doing there? What
didn't they strippers say that they like didn't do it right or something, or they were like mad? The actual real strippers.
There were some things that we have an article on the website. Right. Like we had there were some things that they got right and some things they didn't get right. But Cardi B was in it for like 3 seconds. Lizzo was in it for half a second playing a flute. It made no sense. I wish I would have Weird. Preferred if she wasn't on it because it was bizarre. Like, it's almost as if her part was cut out. Like, I wanted to see her pole dance.
I feel like when they do those things where they add in people that they know are like big people that people are going to talk about, yeah. It like makes the movie seem less legit.
Yeah, it's like, you know, those
it becomes like
love,
New Year's Eve yeah, or Valentine's yeah. Day, like one yeah. of those movies where it's just even when they put, remember when they put like Ed Sheeran in like Game of Thrones?
Yeah, that was so
and
annoying.
And everyone was like, what are you doing to like this show? Like,
agreed. It's very weird. So annoying. You like don't need guest stars,
right?
Like, celebrity appearance.
Right. This isn't Friends.
Yeah. Although every time they had a really good guest star, that was the best.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's like a comedy. It's not like a movie that's like trying to be serious.
Yeah.
Or a show that's trying to be like serious. I guess Hustlers might, maybe not, wasn't either. I don't know.
But no, it was.
Well, they
it
like
was
when they
serious.
Had Rihanna in Ocean's 8, I also thought it was like kind of stupid. But she was that fine. Whole, she didn't really have a big sucked. Speaking role.
I thought, no, so what were you saying?
I want to see the Joker movie.
Okay. But, I'm too scared to see it. They were like all these the articles.
Oh, the incel things?
Yeah, I like I'm too scared. Rusty asked me to go see it this Sunday, but I
well,
Tommy
can come with me and Mike. I'm trying to go.
You want to go this I
this weekend?
Can't tell people where we're going.
At some point?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. I'm really trying to go. We'll see if like we do, but I really I'm like I'm into it. I love the trailer. I'm like really into it.
Yeah, it looks really intense. But anyway, so J-Lo,
I love Joaquin Phoenix.
Are you excited that Shakira's in doing the
it's so weird. I always have these like weird like mixed feelings about Shakira just because like everyone said that she like hated Jews over many years
I know,
ago.
Like it was still like 15 years ago.
I know, but I like really I mean I think she's like super talented and I like her music, but there's oh you know what I mean, there's always like a weird thing in the back of my head that's like can I be like super pro Shakira? Like I feel like she's like
yeah I always think about that too.
You know what I mean? Like I never talk about it, but I always kind of yeah. like whenever someone mentions her I'm like is it okay to like Shakira? She like
yeah I don't know. Well I think that they're gonna perform an amazing show.
Yeah,
because they're both
they're
like,
both very talented.
They're both
I don't think
these,
anyone
like,
can
strong like women that are just really good performers, dancers and singers.
Yeah,
and I hope it's good.
Who was it last year?
Like I don't even
I don't
know.
Even remember
who was it. Gaga? No, that was 2 years ago. Maroon oh it was Maroon 5.
Oh,
Travis
yeah.
Scott and Big Boy.
Oh yeah, I
did
hate
not watch.
I actually
that.
Really don't like Maroon 5, so I probably that's probably why I forgot. About
I
it.
Didn't watch it. Yeah, the only song I like of really of Maroon 5 is their first song, which was in 2000 like two.
Oh, was it? I remember it because I remember you liking it too. We've been friends for so fucking
yeah.
long. It was the song that was in like the wedding date. It was like. I know you don't
yeah,
know
yeah.
secret or something
Maroon
or like
five
you know,
first,
but I want you
yeah hold on
so
first
bad.
Song first song it was
Everyone.
Something love this love
oh,
this love has
love.
Taken its toll on me. It was released in 2004 yeah oh. Holy shit, that was so long ago.
I also really don't like Adam Levine.
Yeah, he's fine.
I get weird vibes from him. But anyway, and also Justin Bieber got married yesterday
to Hailey Bieber, who
yes,
and they were
they've
already
been
married.
They had a. I don't know why they got married on a Monday.
Because I feel like they could
got a good rate.
They got married in South Carolina, and
seems
they,
very random for them.
Everything was random because they're. It was at a hotel, and like the guests, they were already guests staying at that hotel. Like, why didn't they pre-book the whole place?
Right, or pick like. a venue that wasn't like a hotel. I don't know. The whole thing seemed like very weird. It was kind of like, it kind of felt like a month ago, Hailey Baldwin Bieber was like,
maybe she's Craig's.
I feel like a month ago she was like, you know what? I never had a wedding.
Because she also went, she also went on her bachelorette. I think she might be pregnant. I'm calling it now.
Maybe.
Because I feel like they that would be bad. They would.
I would feel bad for that baby.
They'll be fine. The baby will be fine.
Yeah, because it has a lot of money. But like, I don't feel like Justin or Hailey is ready to be
a parent. I really think that Justin would be a good parent. I'm going to be honest. He is very, very, very like sweet about his like brothers or like half brothers, or I don't really know who all the children are in his Instagram, but like he's
very. I feel
very,
like that's an attempt to get closer to his father who abandoned him when he was like 15.
Yeah, but still, I think that he would take that as his priority, and he'd be like, this is my calling in life to take care of this baby, and he would really take care of it. I really think.
Maybe. I don't know. I feel bad for Selena. Still.
She'll figure it out. I think she'll come out of this very strong.
I love Selena Gomez. I really hope that she meets someone.
And think about the closure for Selena if they have a child. Like, there's like, no chance after that.
I don't know. I feel like when they get divorced, she might get back in there.
I don't think there's a chance.
You think they're going to be married forever?
No, I just don't think that Selena will get back with Houston.
You think it's over?
Yeah, I think it's over. But anyway, so that they had their wedding at this like hotel, and like they were guests there already, and then the guests were told 3 days before that they couldn't access any of the premises of the hotel, right? Like the pool.
Yeah, I read that article on Betches.com.
what's that?
Which you guys should check out the article. Yeah. But it also seemed to me like they were offering them a big discount. So kind of like, I get it, but like the story to me was like not that interesting just because they got some money back.
But yeah, but I would be annoyed because I'm going away on this trip and then I can't go to the pool.
You'd also be so excited that Justin Bieber was getting married, happened to be getting married at the...
Only if I can attend or like see.
You would be able to see. I'm sure you'd be able to see stuff. He's going to be there all weekend.
Okay, I would maybe change my room for like, you know, ocean view.
I feel like if I got a huge discount on my hotel stay and I got to potentially see...
They got a free meal.
That sounds great.
Yeah, but I guess I wouldn't be that mad. I would just be annoyed that I can't go to the pool.
Yeah, it would be like slightly annoying, but I wouldn't change hotels because I'd be like, oh, well, I'm going to miss my chance to be at the same hotel as like
Justin
Bieber's wedding.
And it's not just Justin, it's
wedding.
All of his friends, Kylie, Kendall.
And these people also aren't like from LA, so they're not like seeing these people constantly, or they wouldn't be like in that circle. They're probably so excited.
You couldn't even access the spa or the restaurant. I guess you could have gone to a different hotel.
Yeah.
Another one thing that happened in the news is that this isn't really a news thing, but Malika, I saw this post. She announced that she was pregnant while also simultaneously promoting, it was a paid partnership with Clear Blue, like pregnancy, like ad. And it was just,
I mean, it's for social. I'm not that offended by it.
I'm not offended by it. I just find it hysterical.
It is very funny. I also like don't totally know who she is. She's like
she's just
Courtney's
like,
friend.
Chloe's friend. Chloe's like groupie, basically. Like she used to date.
She's like the Jordan.
She
Woods
has a twin
of Chloe,
kind of, but never like fucked her husband.
Right. But in terms of sense,
I think she was the one dating Ronnie from Jersey Shore. They were on. Really? Yeah, they were on
but it's not his baby, right?
No. they were on that show like something fucking like
Couples
celebrities
therapy?
Find love. The one
A Shot at Love?
No. What is this 2007?
I don't know how recent was that they were they
recently,
dating?
Recently, like 2 years ago when Chloe was kept saying like he's such a fucking loser, can you dump him? She's like, no, I'm in love. And then like they broke up.
Oh. Well,
it was that show that Pauly D.
She has a baby now too.
Yeah, I think
a shot at love.
No, you said that
already with Pauly D and Vinny.
No, he wasn't competing on that show.
I'm sorry, I don't know what the show is.
The one where Pauly D met Aubrey, what's her name? And fuck, I have to look this up again. Hold on, I'm gonna look it up. Famous. Oh, okay. So yes, it was Malika, and she was dating Ronnie Magro. They met at Famously Single.
Oh, well, she's pregnant now. No more Ron juice for her.
Ronnie.
That's serious issues. So guys, today's episode is brought to you by Charles and Colvard. Basically, they're a company and they make amazing, amazing moissanite jewelry. And it's, I'll tell you a very funny story is that they, before we did this ad, we got to try them out and we each got sent a pair of like studs, moissanite studs. And they're so that I opened it. I was not expecting it. And I was like, these are so pretty and exactly what I want. We were just talking about how we both want like everyday
studs.
Yeah. And the three of us independently put them on and we're wearing them and we showed up to the office I was like, oh, I got these cool earrings. And then Sammy was like, oh yeah, me, like I'm wearing them right now. And then the three of us are wearing them like I'm currently wearing them at the moment.
And they're so, so cute. So moissanite, if you guys don't know what it is, it's the world's most brilliant gem. It's lab grown and it's one of the rarest minerals on earth. It's so rare that it has to be made. And it's an ethically sound, revolutionary, brilliant product offered at an incredible value, which I do know that it is. It's less expensive than a diamond, but I've been told, like, I've heard of moissanite before, but I've never like explored it until we got those.
And they're great
earrings.
They're like so pretty
and they actually sparkle brighter than diamonds.
That's amazing.
So you can basically get them for any type of jewelry. They work for engagement rings. They work, so hint, hint, they work for wedding rings, anniversary bands, anything, any type of jewelry. You can get a bracelet. You can get earrings like we did.
Yeah. And they make them in like in classic and fancy shapes like round, square, radiant, emerald, princess. You get it. Learn more and get 20% off with our special listener offer at charlesandcolvard.com/slapped. That's charlesandcolvard.com/slapped. Charles and Colvard, that's charlesandcolvard.com/slapped.
Dear Betches.
No, I just have a lot of feelings.
Okay, let's do an email.
Let's do an email.
I like your let's do an email voice. Thank you. We should use that as the one for all of them. Do you want to read it or should I?
You may, Ken.
Hello, all. Huge fan of all the Betches Media podcasts have been an avid listener for a year and a half. I have been dating my boyfriend for almost 2 years, and as you know, with dating or even upcoming plans of a future marriage and a life together, always comes family beef. My boyfriend's sister is getting married in about a year from now. My boyfriend has received a save the date in the mail with only his name on it at our house. His sister has never been a fan of me, but is it safe to assume that I am not invited to her upcoming wedding despite being a part of the family for almost 2 years? Do you think I should bring this up to her? Curious to hear your thoughts. Sincerely, beefing with my boyfriend's sister.
That's so awkward.
That's rude, I think.
That's so rude.
You live together?
It's completely inappropriate.
You're sending it to your address?
Yeah, it's completely inappropriate. I think that the boyfriend needs to speak to the sister on your behalf.
Right.
Don't get in the middle.
Yeah.
And he needs to stand up for it. Like,
he should be like, I'm really offended.
He should
that
be
why
outraged.
Yeah. The wedding we were at this weekend, this guy had a plus one that he had known for 3 weeks. This is the the brother of the bride.
Yeah.
With his live-in girlfriend?
Maybe it was like a...
Oversight.
Maybe they misprinted her name. Maybe she put the name in the wrong like Excel like thing because like you have to send it off to a printer or a calligrapher depending on how fancy these fucks are. So I think...
That is like shade thrown. That is like...
Yeah, I agree. That's messed up.
Yeah, usually what you should have him do is text her, be like, hey, just got the save the date. Like, super excited. Is there a reason whatever your name is wasn't like on the thing?
Is there a reason beefing with my boyfriend's sister wasn't
wasn't on the thing? And that'll like open the discussion like non-aggressively.
Yes. But the bigger point here is that you should not bring it up. You should be, your boyfriend should be outraged on your behalf. And if he's not... Yes, on his behalf.
On both of your behalves.
And if he's not, that's weird.
Yeah.
I think
that's universally weird. If he's not, then that's an issue with your boyfriend.
Correct.
Because this is only the beginning.
Correct. He needs to stand up for that shit.
Right.
Anyway.
I think that was pretty easy.
All right. Yeah, that was an easy one. Next. Yeah.
And now Sammy's going to join us and we're going to do the ranking game.
We'll be right back. Today, we are sponsored by BetterHelp. So everybody knows that we are huge proponents of therapy. It's an amazing tool that everybody would benefit from. So that's why today we are so excited to talk about BetterHelp. So BetterHelp is basically like online counseling. It connects you with a professional counselor in a safe and private online environment. It's extremely convenient, and you can get help at your own pace. So you talk to a therapist, a licensed professional, and they specialize in all various different types of things like depression, stress, anger, family conflicts, relationships, anxiety. We all know everybody has anxiety these days. Grief, trauma, anything that you want to talk about, there's somebody to talk to you about it with. And everything that you share is confidential. They have 3,000 licensed therapists across all 50 states in the U.S. And it's available worldwide. You can text them, chat, phone, video, and you can start talking to someone under 24 hours, especially if you really kind of want help right now. And it's available on desktop, mobile, Android, iOS apps, everywhere you guys talk to people on. You can schedule video sessions, phone sessions, whatever you want. And also important that financial aid is available for those who qualify. But it is important to say that it's not a crisis line, but it is a place that you can look or seek help. And it's a really affordable option. And our listeners get 10% off for your first month with discount code SLAPPED. So why not try and get started today? Go to betterhelp.com/slapped and you simply fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor you'll love. That's betterhelp.com/slapped. So guys, let's play the ranking game. And you know, fall is here, which everyone knows we're all excited about. And through the month of October, our ranking game is going to be sponsored by Dunkin'. It's pumpkin season at Dunkin'. Enjoy the flavor of the seasons to its fullest with pumpkin flavored coffee, donuts, and more. America runs on Dunkin'. Limited time only. Participation may vary. Okay, Sammy, so what's this week's ranking game?
Okay, this week, guys, we are ranking fall activities in the order from the ones we want to do the most to the ones we want to do the least.
Yeah, the most fun seeming to least fun seeming.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, the options are apple picking, pumpkin carving, haunted house, hayride. Do people do this shit?
Yeah.
Tailgating, Oktoberfest, and fall foliage tour.
What's a fall foliage tour?
Yeah, I don't know. I think you just walk around and look at leaves.
Yeah, okay, I'm last.
It's like a hike.
Right, it seems
no, but
like
that
a
seems
hike.
Nice, like a hike.
Okay, fine. It's okay. Fall hike. I'm changing that to fall hike.
Okay.
Isn't it weird that fall is like associated with like cute sweaters and leaves and pumpkins, and then all of a sudden it gets associated with like ghosts and,
yeah,
and witches,
yeah,
and shit.
And goblins.
And then you move on
it's
to
like
Thanksgiving.
Fun.
Right, it's right.
Okay, I'm done, guys.
The winter months
the
are so
end
kitschy.
Of the year is such
so
a good,
kitschy. Yeah.
Guys,
the
I'm
end of the
done.
Year is so kitschy. Okay. So what did everyone put first?
I put
one,
October
two,
best. Put October best.
Okay, you guys didn't wait. Get to three.
Okay, 1, 2, 3.
October best is fucking amazing.
Yes.
Yeah, she
okay,
go.
Two. Okay.
Tailgating.
Yes, I have that
okay,
too.
We like
so
to
we
drink.
Picked the drinking okay. activities first.
Okay, this is where it gets scary. Yeah. Number three.
Apple picking.
Me too.
I put haunted house.
Oh, oh no, I put that as last.
I put that down.
Oh, I a like a haunted house.
I hate when shit like pops
jumps.
Out at me. Oh my God.
Oh, I think
well,
it's
that's
fun.
The haunted element. So.
I hate.
I've recently
that's
gotten
what makes
into,
it haunted rather
I,
than just
I
a house.
I it last year and I've gotten kind of into scary movies.
Eight.
Oh, I.
It.
It.
It. Like it, the movie.
Oh,
it.
Said it's funny you said that because yesterday I was just thinking like
it's a German word for it.
now she thinks she's European.
Now I speak German.
I was actually thinking yesterday how horror movies are my least favorite genre of movie.
Same.
They're still like no action movies are my least favorite. Horror
nope,
suspense thriller is like six.
So there
sense.
Is a difference between yeah. a That's suspense thriller and a horror movie.
I like a psychological thriller. I don't
Same.
Like a horror movie.
Same.
Haunted houses are psychological thrillers.
No,
they're horror.
They're horror. The psychological thriller makes you think.
Yeah. Like Sixth Sense.
I don't know.
Yes.
Or
Sixth Sense.
Fine.
Or
okay.
What's that movie with the fractured? The person, the devil's person, whatever. Fine.
I like being scared.
Okay, number four.
It takes a lot to like get me to change my emotions.
Number
scare the
four.
Shit out of her.
Yeah. I have chosen pumpkin.
I put pumpkin.
Pink.
Same, oh my God. Same. Should we do the same?
Wow, yeah. You guys are should date.
Here's why pumpkin.
Date in the fall?
Pumpkin is fun, like in yeah. theory, but it's so messy and disgusting that I would.
Oh yeah,
knives are scary.
I did that actually with Mike a few years ago, and then to get rid of the pumpkin, I had to. It felt like I was getting rid of a dead body. I had to like chop up the whole thing and then like throw it in a trash bag and then get
and
it down
it's
the
so
chute.
Smelly.
Yeah,
it was a horror movie. Did you
yeah.
toast?
Yeah, like you're literally just like cutting open a squash and letting it sit on your counter.
Yeah.
And you're putting decor. A funny face on squash right. and yeah. just like letting it chill.
When you put it that way.
Yeah. It's so dumb.
Big right. pumpkin has us fooled.
For any children listening, we're just kidding.
It's real. It's the pumpkin spooky. Comes.
I don't think this is show is for kids.
Okay. Next.
It could be. I put haunted house next.
I put fall foliage tour.
I put apple picking.
Okay, I prefer a nice walk over being scared.
Okay, I put the haunted house because it's like more of an event and the fall foliage tour is like look outside.
I prefer that. I could stay on my couch.
Yeah. Yeah. Really like a nice glass of wine. Can I tell you? The foliage?
I have like,
yes.
From my apartment, I have like the view of the corner of Central Park. So I watch the leaves change, like, but only one very small corner.
You should set up an elapsed camera.
Forever? For like the whole year?
Possibly.
Maybe. No, but it's actually nice because I can judge the fall, the foliage by that corner.
Guys, I feel like we haven't done anything
judge
for
it.
I feel like we haven't done anything for Halloween. Like,
see where we are. The status. Do you want to do something this year?
We haven't done anything for Halloween in so long.
Do you want to do something this year?
I feel like so old.
Yeah, I think someone needs to have a party. Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, someone who hasn't had a party yet.
Okay, I'm throwing Avi a birthday party on October 19th.
Does he know?
No, he does know. But it's a little bit rough because I'm getting back from Switzerland on October 19th, so it's a bit risky. So maybe I can
do
see.
That? Maybe you should make
because
it a Halloween
because I felt bad
party
that I was coming
instead.
Back on
so
his
make
birthday.
It a Halloween party.
So maybe I will make it a Halloween party.
This way you can do spooky decorations.
Okay, I'm gonna ask him his opinion and if he's into that,
he'll be into it.
We'll see.
Okay, what yes. feel bad. What's next, guys?
I put fall foliage. I put and then hayride.
I put a hayride.
I put hayride.
Yeah, hayride's last.
Fuck
hayride. Oh, I'm not up to my last one. Hayride, and then I have. Did I do something double?
No.
Then I have haunted house. Yeah. I spelled house with H-A-U-S.
Who can get stuck on a hayride?
The reason why a hayride sucks.
Oh, are you German?
Is
now?
Because
hay is very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smells
it really
like
hurts
shit.
On like the parts.
Yeah.
You know,
like it's
a lot
like
of
scratches.
Bumps.
You're like.
It's also so boring. No offense, children.
Great. They should have put drinking pumpkin
it's
spice.
Like the children invented the hayride.
Have you guys been on a haunted hayride?
No.
I don't recommend it.
Where did you go? I want to go.
Like back in the day, like I went. I was
oh,
scared
I have been on
shitless,
that one as a child,
and I hated it.
Oh. I was thinking, yeah, I have been on it as an adult.
What's your fall favorite food? Favorite fall food?
Ooh.
What's a fall food?
Like, I like pumpkin bread. What's your favorite pumpkin food?
Pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin spice shit. I
or
do.
Pumpkin
I
banana. Okay. Not banana. I didn't mean that. Pumpkin muffin. Pumpkin muffin.
So you liked a baked good.
Yeah. A baked.
A bike's good.
So that's it for the ranking game. Thank you so much to Duncan. Pumpkin season is here, and that means all things pumpkin at Duncan. Pumpkin flavored coffee, lattes, donuts, and more. Enjoy the flavor of the season to its fullest. America runs on Duncan. Limited time only. Participation may vary. For more information, follow at Duncan on Instagram.
All right, so that was fun. Ranking game is always amazing. So who do you want to bet slap today, Jordana?
I think we should have the same bet slap, but I think it should be our mutual 30-year-old digestive systems for letting us down this weekend.
Yeah, I would agree. I'd really love to definitely bet slap all of my digestive organs.
I definitely had a stomach ache.
Yeah, it was fucked
I
up.
I did love that the signature cocktail was a tequila soda.
Oh, yes.
Barry and Brent.
We are so old. This is disgusting. Anyway, thanks, guys. Please rate, review, subscribe. Email us, slaptipbetches.com. Let us know what you're thinking of all of the shows that we're watching and anything that you want us to talk about. Email us, slaptipbetches.com. Send us your dear betches and any type of ranking game stuff you'd like us or any category you'd like us to rank. Submissions for betch slapping. Maybe we should take some.
Oh, yeah. Give us
some
submissions.
I want to know who you want to betch slap.
Make it timely, though, since we do them every week.
Give them deadlines.
Yes. So, guys, that's our episode. Thanks for listening. We want to thank Duncan also. Pumpkin season is here, and that means all things pumpkin at Duncan. Pumpkin flavored coffee, lattes, donuts, and more. Enjoy the flavor of the season to its fullest.
America runs on Duncan. Limited time only. Participation may vary. For more information, follow at Duncan on Instagram.